Siman Ayin Aleph. So we started in Siman Ayin talking about the people which are potzer from saying Kriya Shema, and we mentioned the idea of a person who's Oseh B'mitzvah is Sarkei Rabin. We gave that example, a person who's Oseh Sarkei Rabin. We gave an example of a Chosen whose Kedush is a Psula. So Shulchan Aruch made a separate Siman that an Oval Oseh B'mitzvah but term Kriya Shema. Okay, Misha Meis Lameisha who Chayv Lihisab Olov. A person has passed away, and the relative that we're talking about now was one of the relatives which has a Chiyuv of a Velus. There's seven of those. It would be the person's father and mother, or brother or sister, or son or daughter, and a spouse. Fila Enu Mutla Olov LaKavroi. Even if he's not the one who's responsible for burial. So let's say his sister passed away, and she's married, so the husband has a chiyuv kavura. The brother doesn't have a chiyuv kavura. But still, patur kriya shema umitfila. Till the mace has been buried, he's patur kriya shema and tefila, because we say that at the end of the day, he has some level of, Chazal took off, gave him a din of oisik b'mitzvah, because we want him available in case there's any need to address the kavura of the person who's been nifter. He wants to be machmer. We don't allow him. That's not considered kavod ha'meis, because it's that it's not so important. You're willing to just leave the meis and go to something else. If somebody has been designated to take care of it, and now the person says, "I would like to read." So ein roichim miyare. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll discuss what's called yeshem yishtadl. How much responsibility has other person take? I'm your day siman shemim aleph. So this is what we call an oinon. Okay, aleph shulchayiv. So one of the relatives that he has a mitzvah of avelus. Shem shiva krobim aveim ben obas ach vachoyis beishtay. Even though it's not mutal love to bury, kagoyin, she's married. So the husband is a chiyuv kavura, part of his chiyuv ksuva, that he commits to take care of burying his wife. So the brother is clearly absolved the responsibility to bury. Still, he's potter. So this tour is a full-fledged patur to the point that if he reads now, it's like reading in his mom, you're not chayiv at all. So if later on he becomes chayiv, he cannot use this kriya to fulfill. So now this is a chiddush that normally by osim mitzvah patur min mitzvah, we say that a person is not mechuyev to interrupt for the second mitzvah. If he does, he does fulfill that mitzvah. But over here at Chazal, when they touched up the Chiyuv Oinon, that they removed that El Chiyuvim to the point that it's not called a Kriya of a person who's Chayiv. Umitfila, a person's Pater from Kvura, from Kriya Shema and Tfila. So similarly, the Lach is, we call it B'Kleim Echol Brachas, Afila Berchas and Hanan. He does not say any Brachas even before he eats. And Kol Mitzvah Moris Patara, all Mitzvahs Asay, the Mitzvah that he has to do, he's not mechuyev to do. However, he cannot do things which are usur. Therefore, being roitz alecho pas, after any tzarach levorach hamoitzi, he doesn't have to say hamoitzi. Kamakam tzarach litul yodav, he has to wash his hands because he may not eat bread with hands which have not been washed. So that's an isur. But the lo yevorach al hatzili doesn't make a bracha. Okay. Now, in Yesh Chabura Be'ir, Shenoigim Shekatovim Yuchadim Lahoitzi Mace. In this city, there is a group which they have designated people which take care of the mace. Lachash and he's asked to bury them, carry them out literally, and take care of the bear from that point onwards. Lachash and he's asked, Okrebim Mitzurche Mace, Yisru Lehem, Hemik Beru. So after they made all the arrangements, they give it over to this group, and the group takes responsibility from that point onwards. At that point, he gives it over to this group, so that then the members of the family are now chayiv. I feel the kaddish. Once they've given over to this group is their arrangement is they take full responsibility. So the family is no longer responsible. So now they're chayav and mitzvahs. It comes out here is a situation where they have a chiyuv tefillah before burial. It's not proper to wait after burial. The take of kishenis pashru imachabura kedisha the chaver kedisha bad mokam makvura nusalem kolit sauce the tachrichim. Once they made they've decided the cost and they've given them the money, the whatever the costs are, chayabim nispalo. So they be chayiv in tefillah. Now, our chaver kedisha doesn't take this level of responsibility. They don't take responsibility for the kavura. Elamai, what the funeral parlor does, but the funeral parlor. There's still the question where the burial should be. Hespit is a patur. Could you bring Isaac and covet a mace? Mom, that's active covet. Take a bracha, are you either by speaking or by listening? Now, place where there's no designated chabura. Avura, he has somebody who will do it, but he's responsible. That brother it's not arranged that he takes full responsibility. The family has responsibility, and these people are working for them. So nimsha chaninas achikbru v'yashlichu ha'ofra olav. So that become the chiyuv goes until they fulfill kavura. Miyad shemaskil mahashicha ofra olav yelecha ofra the bayishal kavuras yikrib yispalo shom. So once they start burying, so at that point in time the anonym are no longer anonym and they're chayiv and tefillah. Now rimnim shalinas that's yad shesomach l'soyves man kriyishma shuad revi ayam. Kriyishma, you get a quarter of the day. Fi erech hashol shel yom, according to the amount of time the day lasts, it's a quarter of the day. Miyispalo kaseder yavar as much as kriyishma. If now he starts davening regularly, he'll miss zman kriyishma. Yikar kriyishma b'loy brachas v'achak yispalo kaseder. Yikar apam kriyishma ima brachas. So now he has a problem. So what's the conflict? The conflict over here is, so a person is not a situation of aninus, you know, of Elis. He'll say Shema before davening, and say Shema again during davening. So the Shema before davening is one he's yotze with. The Shema during davening is Limud HaTorah. But the Ovel is Aser in Limud HaTorah. Right? So that creates this conflict. He says, no, you have to make the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in the proper time. So you have to say Kriya Shema beforehand. Okay, good. Now, once you're davening, we don't say that he should say Brachas Kriya Shema and not say Shema and then go to, you know, say first to Brachas, skip Kriya Shema and say Emes V'yatziv and say Shema Nesra. That's not proper. Once you're saying Emes V'yatziv, you say it in the context that's being connected to Kriya Shema. So he says Kriya Shema a second time. If the Daninus continues not only past the Zman of Kriya Shema, but after the Zman of four hours. Okay? So now the Iker Zman of Tefillah of Shacharis has passed. So how does that affect the Oinen? So that's what we're going to run the Birchus HaShachar. The Hanu Masher Kadam Baruch Shomar. Lo Yerim Av Sheyesh Lepanai. Kimin Shebashas Iker Chiyuva Yishu Babarker Hoyez Oz Potter. So when the Rambam says that the Iker Chiyuv of Birchus HaShachar was instituted to say in the morning when a person gets up, that time has passed. And he was potter during that whole time. So he does not get a chiyuv now to say Birchus HaShachar. If a person was chayiv in the morning, didn't say in the morning, he could say later on. We saw different sheets, how long you could say. One sheet says you could continue to say after Chatzos, even into the night time. The Gro held you could say even into the night time. That's all in the Gro says, it's all talking about that he had a chiyuv in the Iker Zman, which was in the early morning. V'yesh Cholkim, a love. However, there's some who disagree, and therefore, you have a Safik Brachos Lahakol. You cannot say Brachos Misafik, so you would not say Zulas. The exceptions are Birchas HaTorah, which he must say Birchas HaTorah. That applies any time in the day because he has to learn. Birchas Shalosh Sani Goy, Shalosh Sani Obed, Shalosh Sani Isha. Okay, now, so the if we look at the Birchas HaShachar, the Gemara in Brachas says that the Iker way we said Birchas HaShachar at the end of the Gemara was as the person was getting ready for the day. So you hear the town would go crow, that would awaken him, and he would say the bracha for that, and then he would be able to sit up and to stand up and to walk and to have clothing. All those things were part of the process of getting up in the morning. So from that context of getting up in the morning, that and that process, so that obviously belongs in the early morning. That's when it's supposed to be said. Shaloi Sani Goy, Shaloi Sani Yom, Shaloi Sani Isha is not a Gemara in brachas. It's Yerushalmi that you still have to say these three brachas. They're not in context of the process of getting up. So they're not limited dafka to the morning. So those that the person would have to say any time during the day. The first day of Avail is a person does not wear tefillin. Because he's tefillin is a crown of glory, and the first day he's not in a state of glory, he's in a state of Efer, Tachas, Pe'er. Pe'er is glory. We switch letters around. He's in a state of ashes, not in a state of pear. Okay? Now, so he it's after 4 hours in the morning. So Zman Birchas Kriya Shema is up to 4 hours. It's after 4 hours already. So what does he do? So he says these three brachas, Birchas HaTorah, Shlo Sanigoi, Obed, Isha, and then he says, he doesn't say Birchas Kriya Shema, he says Shemoneh Esrei. So it's too late for that now. So the Mishabur, the Vimach Ksav, the Lebel Simon Nuches, Psoy Simon Nuches, Mishabur, Mutala Lemmer, Aprechus Krishma, Kimin, the Barnes over Azman. So we had a discussion over there is the Soif Zman for Brechus Krishma 4 hours, or is it Tukat Sois? The same way. Tefillah of Shachar is the Iker Zman is still 4 hours. 4 hours, but Tilchat Tzoyis he can say he can daven. So is that true by Birchas Kriya Shema? That was the discussion before. Mishabur came out the situation where a person was an onus beforehand. He may say later Tilchat Tzoyis. Kol Yama Efshel Yachol Amar Pesuk Zimra Ayn Le'Abu Simon and Beis Bichlishur Kiveger. Same Birchas Pesuk Zimra he could say with Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. So the pastor of Mishabur, according to Shulchan Aruch, he reads the person would say those three brachas, Birchas HaTorah, Baruch Shamar, he would say Pesuk HaZimra, he would say Yishtabach, and he would go straight to Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Mishabur, he would say Birchas Kriya Shema Shema as well. We would die in like Kolo Arba Shos, Shushli Shayam. A third day has not passed. Rakshu Samach Lazman, who it's close to that time already. We would spell Kaseh Yabrazman HaTefila. We're afraid if he davens along the regular order, he'll end the Shemoneh Esrei after 4 hours, after Shlisha Yom. You start to spell Shemoneh Esrei after Shlisha Yom. So in that situation, you dalek psukah zimra kiyoving nishbar lebasimun and beis, but then echer loba with the basic nesses. He'll have the same rules of a person who came late to davening. He's not to skip certain parts of psukah zimra to be able to get tefillah b'tzibur. Here he'll skip parts of psukah zimra to be able to get tefillah before seif zman tefillah. Our lawyer dalek kriya shema b'chus zaklai. You don't skip b'chus kriya shema. You don't skip Birchas Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema. Only because of the Chaim, the Elo Brachus, Shalos Sani Goy, Vabed B'Isha Birchas Torah, Zmanim Kol Yom. For the Achah Chatzoyis and Nikbar Yarmim, even if the Kavur was after Chatzoyis, he will still stay there. I will tell Shemoneh Esrei, Lo Yispalo Rak Ad Chatzoyis, Lo Yoyser. Shachris was till Chatzoyis. After Chatzoyis, if they buried after Chatzoyis, he doesn't say Shachris. And since he was an honest then, he had no chiyuv then, so he has no chiyuv to be mashlamit by mincha. He didn't have a shachris, he has no chiyuv to daven two minchas. Well, darmer the shachar koinenas, will he spell shachris the mashima by mincha? It's not like other cases where a person forgot or something prevented him. The Hosom, there's a chiyuv with some type of a preventing him from davening. Mashenkin Khan, the Habib Tur Midin, he's eager, then he's not chayiv. So there's no reason to be mashlam. Mechen Adin, but Mincha Marav. That would be relevant by Mincha Marav as well. If a person was an Oinan during Mincha Marav, he's not chiyuv tashlum. Now, but the Hani Mili Imhoya Mesa Mutulafonov, Meis, his Cholas Chiyuv Atfila Arashlamas Zmana. It's all talking about that the Nifter with the Ptir was in the nighttime. When the morning comes, he's ready to Oinan. So he never got a chiyuv. So he's potter. However, it's already morning, and then the Ptira took place. The is lit up, it's now the time a person should daven. That's Alois, or maybe a little bit later. It's already the man for Shachris. See, the chayiv and Shachris. And then came the Einan, the Ptira, which removed his ability to say Shachris. So that's Kherchi, which was removed from him, which was blocked. Then already he has a Chiyav Tashlumin. Since the Chiyav was there, even if he didn't have time to do it, he has a chiyuv tashlum. Furthermore, he could be his chiyuv because of shachar, because he had a chiyuv in the morning because of shachar. Then he became potter. Now he can say it again. We said that if the person's chiyuv because of shachar continues till chatzos, it may be the whole day. So if he holds the whole day, so he would say go to the whole day. Okay. He wants to be machmer, he may not. Hey, Pirish Umari Bishain Loy Mishi Yasik Bitzurche Meis. There's nobody else available. Inami Arabichol Gavli, that's one shot. Furthermore, we say no, even if there's somebody else available. But Shasuru Bene Kwarish Omeis, it's Mizoyan to the Meis. Shall Yarmru, Meze Kalhu Beinoi, Shall Oinan. Venu Kharid Al Misa Soy, he's not worried about it. He's busy doing everything else, but davening. So that's he holds. It's not just, you know, it's also. So he's saying like this: Mikradin, even if he has someone else who could be mishtadl, he's not allowed to be machmer. But there is a shita which holds that you are allowed to. So we can't protest what he's doing because he has what to rely on. But if you ask him what to do, I hold it to usher. Somebody else will take care of Bishviloi. Peers, I feel immutal love to cover it. It's not the case of the katofim, which they take full responsibility. Then the relative has full responsibility, has people who will do it for him. I feel immutal love to cover it. So again, the Shulchan holds weaker than you. He should not say Shema then. He should not daven then. And we'll tell him that it's Osir. But if he does it, we can't stop him because Zel Dasa Rav Yod. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Noga Rav Yod. We don't do like this. We say, well, sorry, you can't. Not allowed to. Then he tells you, look in your day, Simon Shimon Malv. It's a strong positive. Then we're sure the Hakman called Gavin Chediker. Come on, Bain Shu Oinen Al Aviv. Vieshmi is asking Biladoi. So you can't daven, because that's a bizarre into the mace. It's like an insult. Even though there's other people, but you have responsibility to be around, to be available. However, come on, it's Mutal Ledel Besa Knesset Lomer Kaddish Alov, Kizal Kodesh Omeis. But if he wants to go and say Kaddish, he could. Because that's not... What? For the Nifter.
The person's not buried yet, is he?
No.
How do you say Kaddish if someone is not buried yet?
Meeker than the Kaddish is possible to say even at that point in time.
Does anybody do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
First Kaddish
is like right after the burial, typically.
Dafka she'ein avela mecherim, but she'ein avela mecherim loy. Dafka she'ein avela mecherim.
I mean, this is the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sure he didn't have that custom like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like if it was the Mechaber, I said maybe there's some old custom from a few hundred years ago. But
he's not,
the Mishnah Berurah is relatively.
He's not saying that, the custom. He's just saying that, a person would want to do that.
A person could just say Kaddish because he feels like it, even though it's not the time and place. I mean, before the person is buried.
So I'll give you a mashal where it's very relevant.
And if he decides to take Nichum Avelim before the burial, he can do that too?
No. One has nothing to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other. Let's say the person is Nifter on Friday. So the Kippur is not going to be till Sunday.
Okay.
So Mikra, then he could say Kaddish on Shabbos. That's what people do.
What about Friday?
So Friday, he's an oinen. So called when he's oinen, he's not supposed to be going to shul daven. He's supposed to be taking care of the mace. His point over here is in a case where we're saying that there's somebody else who could be Isaac instead of him. So the Shulchan Aruch said, don't do that, even so, because it's bizoin to the mace. Like, well, if the issue is bizoin to the mace, if he's going to the Kaddish, that's cover of the mace. So he has somebody else to take care of, he can go to the shul and say. That's his point over here. This last line of Daf Kishen, I'm not sure what he means, but Ein Avelim Acherim. Okay. Beis. B'medem Amurim B'chol. This is all talking about during the weekdays. He's Oisik in Yonah of Kavura, so he gets to the Menoinen. Al Shabbos chayv kol yom ad ha'erev. He's chayv on Shabbos until towards evening. So what does that mean? Im machshech al tchum lisasi b'sarich kibur. Let's say he needs to go to beyond the city limits to the next town over to take care of whatever is needed for the maize. So from the point where he goes out to Mimachshech al Tchum, to be out there at the edge of the Tchum, to be able to immediately leave after Shabbos, so he's already being doing this for the purpose of covering a mace. So now he's taking care of Tzarkei mace. So therefore he's now putter from other mitzvahs. Omen Mimachshech al Tchum, Chayiv Gam Le'es Erev, if he's not Mimachshech al Tchum, then it goes to the end of Shabbos. Any arrangements which let's say he needs to speak to the Chevra Kaddish, etc., he can do that on Shabbos. It's a tzarich mitzvah. As much as he's doing that right now, he has a din menoinen as well. So mikra, then we hold the other sheni. We're allowed to be oisik in kavura al yaday akum, or maybe in al yaday so, but we do it al yaday akum and yom tosheni. So therefore, if he goes to kavura, he has a chiyuv to take care of that. So he's anointed. Now the Rishon he wrote to the cover of Bebayim Ayyadayav, the Chavim Dinah Kachol, the man who wrote to the cover of Bebayim Dinah Kashabbos. Okay. Sukkot and Ches, Chayiv, and Shabbos is Chayiv, Bechol HaBrachis, Bechol HaMitzis, Zulas, Torm, Shabbatzino, Mutal Edach, Lebes HaKnesses. Torm, Shabbatzino are Noyig, but all of them, so he can't wash himself and he can't be... can't be with his wife, etc. But he can go outside of his house. Fine, hatchum. So if he wants to the edge of the tchum, so from the point where he needs to go out to the edge of the tchum already, that's called he's being goyis to tzarchei meis, and he's now an oinen and he's potter. Who would then be makom shetzarch lahoshiv gaboyim lachar mincha lahashes bad makom akvura or lasa b'shar tzarchei meis? If they need to discuss arrangements and the cost, etc. So that point onwards, he's been going sick in the mace. Okay. But if he's not planning to be mashach al tchum, so then because of a taz nearly the kibun sheyesh alav chiyah beisahi, yesh alikras kriyash mashal arvis boyer. So what should he do? So this person is not being mashal tchum. So till the end of Shabbos, he's chayiv in mitzvahs. So he should have a marv early. I'll be shenah called current kriyash ma alav b'layla. They're going to wait till later on. Come welcome zeh sheyeh potter b'layla. Lo yivalt b'menu ol machos shemaim. He's an opportunity to say kriyash mashal arvis after plag. And he be makabel omach shemaim. That's a taz. So we're going to ramas if cut and gimel mashers dain and server kain because the rabbi liker kriyish shemaim because jaim. No, he has no chiyuv the davar marv early. Choshen shoyis palus filus min esrei near liker kriyish shemaim but loy brachus but tishabas yechol. Fine. See, he'll say kriyish shemaim now during that time but loy brachus. So he's allowed to say kriyish shemaim at that point in time. Not a problem. Matzis Shabbos, Yochel below Havdalah, below Yisbalel. He has no chiyuv Havdalah, so he's allowed to eat. He doesn't daven. Achar shikaver ameis, Yavdol afilu ad sof Yom Shlishi. And the chiyuv Havdalah will take an effect. Will take effect after the kvura. Interesting question which comes up: a person did not know that he's an oinon. And he made Havdalah, and then he found out afterwards that there had been a patira on Shabbos. So is that called? That's really meeker that he was potter, so he didn't know about it. So the creation which he said, the Havdalah we said that was not a valid Havdalah, and you have to repeat Havdalah later on. Or do you argue that since he didn't know about it, he has no chiyuv d'Yosek, and therefore he be yotzeh his Havdalah? So my sweet pasuk, I mean, I had that when my father was nifter. Nifter on Shabbos, I said Havdalah, and I found out about late Matzei Shabbos. I got the call later on. Right, so the Maaser Yudyotz in that case, we pass on that Yudyotz. You know, Tidak Kachal, Afilo in a Roitz of the Kavroi. Even he's not planning to bury him on the second day. Mikomalkam Chalalov Kaldinian is because Chazal or Masakin, you have to shade the Gabi Kvura is like Chal. So it's a weekday, so you don't bury him, that's your business, but you have a Chiv. To address it, so you have a dim onion. The doctor sheyachol to cover alakshu and roitzer. That's ultimately, but kvura is potentially available. You don't want to do it, whatever reason. Avol im eifshel the cover machlus aid over dika galulim. They have a holiday, and the goyim will not allow anybody to bury on that day. Or onus akra some other thing which is preventing him from kvura. L'chal l'beninus, the ninus is not chal. The example which the Rishonim spoke about, like in Nebuch, you see what their world, you know, a person was nifter in the jail, and they refused to release the body. Not releasing the body, so he's not an oinon. You know, Moran Reitenberg was in jail, you know, his body was, you know, was kept, they refused to release the body for 7 years, you know, so his family was an oinon for 7 years, you know, right? Maybe it was even longer, I think it was 7 years. So no, because right now it's impossible to do it. So there's no chiyuv. Because of Chamazal, the meis and meis b'yom to b'shachris b'shas tefila. B'makom shemining lahoshiv gaboyim. It happened on Yom Tov by davening, a place where the arrangement is that they would sit down with the gaboyim and make all the detailed arrangements, and then the gemara would take over. So that is. When you're making those arrangements, he's called Isaac Wimitson, he's a Divinoinen. Well, you call the Kapsum Arachar Tfilah, but he won't be able to get the Gaboyim together until after davening is over. So it's not really the time of getting the Gaboyim. So, Lochalalov Ozaninus, Bechavli Spalo. Davi Kamarinus, it means it's not available. Chemelel Yomtev, Philosh Yomtev Shani, Miskimar, Bechron, the Kaddish, Vispalo, Kolbein Badinan. We saw this when we learned this Lochal Yomtev Shani is considered Kakol. And therefore, Kfur is more, and therefore he has Zidim and it doesn't apply to the night of Yom Tov Sheni, it only applies to the day. Because they didn't bury nighttime. So they're not going to do anything right now. He's not an Oinon. I actually told you that some places do have meaning to bury, you know, Yerushalayim, they bury at nighttime. I was a Bachur, so it's been back a lot of years. 79, 80, 81. I remember there was a patira in Monsi, it was a patira. I think it was right before Yom Tov. Right before Yom Tov, it wasn't possible to bury right before Yom Tov. They did the Kavura the second night of Yom Tov. So they did it by night. A large part of the community came after Maariv, and they were Malava the Mace down the road, you know, and then the Goyim did the Kavura. So they did a Belayla. So they'd be anointed, and actually they'd be anointed him as soon as the first day of Yom Tov is over. They had to do anointed because they have to take care of all of the Tzrochim. But a place where they don't be Tam Shein directly for Belayla, so there's no denying it. It's not available. Mutzer b'kol chutz from liban Torah meneshu sameach. He's yaptiv. Liban Torah is a different ball game because of the simcha which liban Torah provides. Now b'chol to linyan yaptiv. That's a talking about yaptiv. Ablinyan chol. But we can make the same argument. The person's nifter at nighttime. You can't do anything at nighttime. So nighttime should not be anointed. Since Mikra, then this is a Zman where these things are available, Chazal patted you. He started davening, and they said, your father's nifter. Stop. What does he do? He's Milosh Manasri. So what should he do? Should he complete or should he stop? Yesh Deus Vizab Ben Achredim. So I'm a chabazalim b'klal kufla mates sifhei the daiter kashrus Yaakov, b'shari tshuva hevi harba chredim matzrichim livsik. So we have two options. We have two possibilities. As far as I know, there's only two possibilities, right? So whether he should be mafsik or whether he should continue, and
there's a third possibility too.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't tell him until after he finishes davening.
Yeah,
that's the third possibility.
Right, but the our shaila is what happened if he did tell him. Right.
Isn't it better for him not to tell him and let him finish davening and then?
I'm sure it is, but not everybody has seichel, you know.
Okay.
There is a third possibility, is they finish that bracha of Shimon Asher that he's in, and he stopped after that bracha. That's the third possibility. No, the point is each bracha lemais, even though we require Yud Ches brachas, he's not chayv anymore. But whatever he said b'taras chiyuv.
It's not a single unit.
Right. So the Chabazalim holds that you continue. The Shartshuva says you stop. Fine. Let's hold it here.